This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and today, let's just jump right into the show. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Strategic Accounting for House Flipping Success by Chris Bybee. There's a lot that goes into house flipping. You need to choose the right market, negotiate a competitive price, work with the best contractors, and get an agent to help you sell for a profit. On top of that, a defined accounting strategy for house flipping is critical to your long-term success. So, here's how to create one. First, understanding the basics of house flipping accounting. Successful accounting for house flipping comes down to two words: accuracy and completeness. In house flipping, accuracy is a must. Even minor miscalculations can lead to significant financial losses and/or potential trouble with tax authorities. Precise estimates for purchase prices, renovation expenses, and resale value must never be overlooked. Attention to detail and completeness ensures that profit margins are maximized, taxes are paid in full and on time, and stress is reduced. Differences between house flipping and rental property accounting. All right, so with house flipping, you kind of focus on those quick turnovers. Buy, renovate, sell within a short time frame. Accounting mainly for immediate expenses and sales revenue. Your financial success hinges on accurately capturing these short-term costs and gains to realize a profit from the sale. Conversely, with rental properties, your accounting spreads out over a longer period. You track ongoing expenses like maintenance, property taxes, and management fees against income from rent. Here, you also consider depreciation, a method to spread the cost of the property over its useful life, which reduces your taxable income. While both strategies aim to generate income, the accounting approach for each reflects their unique timelines and cash flow patterns. So what should you track? There's no shortage of items to track when accounting for house flipping. Here are the five primary categories. Acquisition. Record all purchase-related documents, including HUD statements, tax assessments, and insurance. Add paid seller's real estate taxes to the property basis, or deduct reimbursed taxes in the purchase year. Number two, rehab. Track all of the remodeling costs from materials to labor, and remember to add improvements like a new roof to the property's original value. Issue 1099 forms to contractors if operating through a business. Number three, holding. Include all the carrying costs like financing, utilities, and maintenance in your records with the option to deduct or capitalize these expenses. The fourth thing, selling. Document all selling expenses, including broker fees and staging costs, and consider the impact of property taxes, transfer taxes, and mortgage prepayment penalties. And number 5, ensure the profit from the sale is accurately recorded. Keep detailed paperwork for income verification and tax purposes. House flipping accounting tips beyond the basics. All right, so the more homes you flip, the more you'll learn about all the accounting processes involved. Along the way, you're going to pick up some tips like these that can help you in the future. Software. Leverage accounting and project management software to streamline tracking of expenses, income, and project timelines. Importance of forecasting. Implement forecasting to anticipate costs, potential sales prices, and market trends. And then tax and regulation knowledge, too. Keep current with all the tax laws and real estate regulations to optimize financial strategies and ensure compliance. Professional networking is huge. Form relationships with industry professionals for access to better deals and quality services. Contingency planning. Allocate a contingency fund for unforeseen expenses. Accounting for house flipping becomes significantly easier when you implement these steps, among some others that you pick up as you gain experience along the way. Now let's move on to tax strategies and considerations for house flippers. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if you could just flip homes without any tax implications? Unfortunately, that's just not how the tax system works. Uncle Sam, ugh. A sound understanding of tax strategies and related considerations will ensure compliance while putting your mind at ease. So here's a good place to start. First, capital gains. Understand how to manage capital gains from house flipping, considering the impact of holding periods on tax rates to minimize liabilities. Income. Accurately report your income from property sales just to make sure you're in compliance with the IRS guidelines and leverage any applicable tax benefits you can. Take the deductions. Full advantage of all the tax deductions for renovation expenses, interest on mortgage payments, and operational costs to lower your obligations. There's a whole lot to learn, so you're going to need to read our ultimate guide to house flipping taxes at biggerpockets.com. And another quick pro tip, consult with a tax professional who has experience working with real estate investors. They are worth every penny. Managing cash flow effectively. Let's move on to that. Managing cash flow is a cornerstone of successful house flipping. Do it right, and you're in a position to succeed, baby. But do it wrong, and it could sink your whole experience. Wow. Wow. The first thing you should do is get into the habit of closely monitoring and controlling holding costs. Expenses from loan interest to utility bills can quickly erode profits if left unchecked. So regularly review each cost component, negotiate better rates where you can, and ensure swift progress to minimize the duration of these expenses. Another aspect is managing payments to contractors and suppliers. Establishing clear payment terms up front and adhering to a strict schedule helps maintain a healthy cash flow. From a personal perspective, by the way, it really didn't take me long to learn the importance of having a contingency fund. Unexpected expenses, always, just all the time, happen in house flipping. And financial flexibility allows you to manage unexpected expenses without losing control of your project. Just expect the unexpected, and anything else is good news. Because you never know when a pest problem, leaky roof, or plumbing disaster is going to strike. Through careful planning, negotiation, and project management, you can effectively manage cash flow. Quick case study, the accounting process of my first flip. All right, let's dive in. Yeah, one of the primary reasons I put off house flipping for so long was fear of making accounting mistakes. More specifically, getting into hot water with the IRS. I'll be the first to admit, though, navigating the accounting process the first time was a steep learning curve. Even though I carefully tracked all my expenses, I always felt like I was missing something. This resulted in additional stress on top of the actual process of flipping for a profit, which is already pretty stressful. So here are some strategies I used. Number 1, software. Oh my goodness, to streamline tracking and ensure accuracy, I implemented accounting software in my daily workflow. This helped with organizing financial data and, of course, reduced the risk of human errors. I hired a tax professional. Recognizing the complexity of tax laws, I moved to interview several tax professionals in my local area. Didn't take long to find someone with prior experience working with flippers. My wife offered a fresh perspective, acting as kind of a second set of eyes on our accounting. Her involvement was critical in double-checking our financials, catching mistakes, and providing peace of mind. Seeking professional advice. Said it a few times today, and it's worth saying again. Seek professional advice before you flip your first home, which should come from a CPA and/or financial advisor. They can answer your questions, address your concerns, and help prevent costly errors. With the right finance team on your side, you can focus more of your time on efforts on buying, renovating, and selling for a profit. Do what you do best and leave the other stuff to the pros. Quick tip, use our tax and financial services finder at biggerpockets.com to find the right person with the right experience in your area. And some final thoughts. No two flippers will have the same experience. For this reason, no two flippers will take the same approach to accounting. Even so, this information can at least serve as your foundation. Accounting for house flipping isn't nearly as challenging as it sounds, actually, when you have the right knowledge guiding you and the right people beside you. All right. Another Thursday episode done and dusted. Woo! If you're getting something out of this, please let us know. The best way to do that is to leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us improve the show, and 5-star ratings help us climb the charts and reach more people with this valuable information. Thanks for doing that. And I'll see you tomorrow, right here in the same place.